You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Menace Live, Fine Threads, Inc., Gymnasium Farm Center, John's Department Store, Jerkers Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy Sands Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
You got it locked and loaded to the Monday, August 26th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Monday edition, August 26th. Mr. Producer, what happened to August? We just rolled into August. Well, we now know that we're 6 days away from, 5 days away from the most second, you know, important birthday on the calendar. So, yeah, circle your calendars for Saturday, in case you forgot, but I highly doubt you did. But like I said, it is Monday. Normally, we will chime in with Roscoe Thompson on a Monday. Roscoe's under the weather, man. So, Roscoe won't be able to chime in today, so we're going to open up the lines. We'll do that on the flip side of the break. But like I said, lots to talk about and lots to chime in on. And as a matter of fact, if you want to chime in, if you want to be a talking head.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines are open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. BTC Flow Channel 612-969. And, of course, stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's how you get it in for fresh new smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. And like I said, we got lots to talk about. As a matter of fact, I got to get your opinion on something before we go to the break. All right. The lines will be open and we can talk about whatever you want. I know you got a lot on your mind. But I got something in particular I got to add to all of that when we get to the break. So I want you to listen out keenly for that. But right now, let's check out the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
All right, here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. All Fine Thread locations. Be sure to check them out. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store. And the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both locations available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Be sure to check them out. And check them out online. FineThreads.com. Do your shopping online. Then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right. Let's check out the headlines. What's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844. F&M presses case on banking reform. Pintard responds to critics, provides more details on plan. Cooper, Exuma will hold its own despite Sandals closure. And you got to believe that. When you see $1.2 billion in investments to Exuma, Mr. Cooper can take care of Exuma. As he should. That's what good MPs do, take care of their constituency. Bannister terminated from Clifton Heritage. The office of Mario Bannister, managing director of the Clifton Heritage National Park, has been terminated from his position. OPM provided no explanation for the termination and did not say who will replace Bannister. But then if you look at this headline, three to be charged today in relation to recent murder. Three men will be charged in court today in relation to the murder of Philip Adderley, who was discovered stabbed and bound by the hands and feet in Southwest New Providence on August 15th. At the time of the discovery, police reported that Adderley was found submerged in waters near Stuart's Cove. Police also said yesterday that they are aware of graphic videos that are circulating. And if you read more now, latest update, the former managing director of the Clifton Heritage Site has been remanded to prison after being accused of playing a role in the murder of Philip Adderley. So it all ties in. Now, I guess that's why he was terminated. Man shot dead at party in Bozine Town. And government releases land reform bills, starts consultations. So, let's keep an eye on all of that. But lots to talk about. Lots and lots to talk about. So we will open up the lines on the flip side of the break. And here's something that I gotta talk about. It's a pet peeve of mine. I know a lot of you agree with me. We've talked about it on the show before. But when I see it play out before my eyes, and it destroys my palate, and I see a good spread get laid to waste because some people have the wrong concept about coleslaw. Went to a function on Saturday. On Saturday, I went to a function. They had, not for my sake, not for your sake, but for God's sake, why did they put raisins in the coleslaw? No need for raisins in the coleslaw. Now, y'all could chime in and let me know again. We've agreed that raisins in coleslaw is an abomination, correct? And, you know, don't ask me if I want coleslaw, and I can say no because it got raisins in it. Don't get upset. If you do not know how to make coleslaw, don't get offended when a real foodie and a food connoisseur tells you that, hey, that ain't real coleslaw. All right? Raisins have no place in coleslaw. So y'all need to chime in and let me know your position on that as well as whatever else you want to talk about. Let's get to this call real quick as you go to the break. Talking Heads.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. Afternoon.
I'd like to talk about the banks.
About the banks?
Yeah.
All right. Well, call me right back after the break. We get into the break right now, but hit me right back after the break and we'll talk banks. We'll talk whatever you want. And if there should be raisins in coleslaw or not, too. We'll talk all of that coming up on the flip side of the break as the Monday, August 26th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at...
It's so hot. I think I might melt.
Here's the AC remote. Go ahead and cool down.
Cool down your hot days with power from a renewable energy system and reduce your electricity cost. CIBC Caribbean offers up to 100% financing on residential photovoltaic systems to power your home. Ask your relationship manager or a sales specialist about our renewable energy loans. You may also visit CIBCFCIB.com/renewable energy loans for more information. Conditions apply.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
They say it's the sun, and it's shining for all. But there in some people's world, you're definitely sure.
These rows of flames are catching a fire.
The Monday, August 26th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. We're back at you. It's time for the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And be sure to check out John's for everything back to school, everything you can imagine. Your footwear, your accessories, your book bags, your lunch boxes, you name it. They got it. They got a great back to school promotion going on. So be sure to check them out. Both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and over there on the flagship store at Rosetta today, all right? And remember, both locations available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday, all right? And with John serving you is always a pleasure. Text lines powered by BTC. They're open, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines are open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free to anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hello, good afternoon again.
Afternoon. What you got for me, bro?
I want to mention something about the banks and a trick they put on the Bahamian people. They're always advertising that they want you to put your money in the bank and take it right back out. Now, that don't make no sense to me, but they advertise that because they say they want to see a track record. They should only be concerned with you meeting your payment. Your track record is your payment. But they do that to make more money off of us. Can you imagine 200 people going in the bank a day, minimum, and putting money in the bank and taking it out and being charged to put it in and take it out? Can you imagine the money they're making us? Or if they just want to look, see how you've been handling your money. But you need to take the payments, need to take their cash money and go pay their bills. Let the big companies be caught up in that problem of depositing every day. And then the bank service is lousy. You can't, a small businessman can't spend 2 hours in a bank every day of the week putting in $500 or $600 just to please them. They need to stop these games they're playing with the Bahamian people. It's not fair and it's not right. They make us believe we're doing something wrong.
Too many hurdles and too many hoops to jump through, I take it.
Yeah, they make us feel like we're doing something wrong by not going to the bank and putting money in the bank and taking it right back out. They always tell you, you can put it in and take it right back out. We just want to see you making deposits. But that's all a game to make money off of us.
Well, I mean,
it's almost like the trick.
If you ain't getting interest on your money, why do they want you to keep it? And I guess another reason why they want you to take it out, eh?
And then they got this thing where they charge you every month for looking after your money, they call it.
Service fee, right? Service charge.
Yeah. The bank's got to stop. But somebody needs to listen, I brought this up when Christy Love was on the radio. I was handling the radio station. And you know how long Christy Love been gone?
Man.
I brought that up then. And people just getting around with this with these banks.
And now they got the decline fee going on, too. Boy, you get declined. If it's your fault or not, you got to pay for that, too.
Okay, right. So they come up with And then what they kill me is they say they're trying to help us. Like Donald Trump would say, they're trying to help us.
Donald said a lot of other things, too.
They're a bunch of gangsters, and the people have to look at them for what they are. And stop mining them with all these commercials about they love us. They're only robbing us, man.
All right, Carla, good stuff, man.
It's called slaw.
Uh-huh.
Razors in it. That's what Satan said of people. We need to stick with our culture and cook our food the way we normally.
You grew up in any racing in your course, no?
Nope. I see when the fella takes off his shoes and start to beat it. He thought it was roaches.
Anyhow, and now note, let's get to the break. Good stuff there, Carla. Don't be a stranger. Good points as well. That's what I'm telling you, man. People got issues with the bank on multiple levels. Multiple. And it's hard to get from, boy, but they can't take it. Boy, that hits you now. charge for this, charge for that, charge for the next. Naughty, great show as usual. Only people related to Hannibal Lecter puts raisins in coleslaw. That's some real extra crazy people who do that. Naughty, your caller is right. The banks seem to be pimping us. Well, all you have to do, go cook, ask them for coconut rice next time you go. And I'll make a call, text them. You might be surprised how good their coconut rice is. You might be surprised. That's the new rage. A lot of people liking coconut rice, but coconut rice solid. Raisins and coleslaw, not. Not. Headlines today in The Guardian, Bannister terminated from Clifton Heritage, and you see three to be charged in relation to recent murder. And then obviously that, you know, was later, you know, confirmed. We had another text go out. And I'll get it for you. I'll read it. That links it all together. And like I said, what's your take on it? Because it played out over the weekend. Very sordid, very gory, very graphic details. The former managing director of the Clifton Heritage Site, and obviously the former, you know, Mario Bannister in question, he's now former because he was fired yesterday. And he has been remanded to prison after being accused of playing a role in the murder of Philip Adderley. Raisins and coleslaw is a hard no. I agree with you, Jess. It's a hard no, man. It's not. I don't know nothing but any raisin and coleslaw. You want to put some raisins in fruit salad? I don't have no problem with that. You want, you know, bake with raisins? I don't have no problem with that either. Raisins in your coleslaw? No, sir. No, sir. Can't work. Naughty, what if you marry a woman that puts raisins in coleslaw? Maybe that's how she came up. And then I just wouldn't eat a coleslaw. She'd have to be upset with me. But see, I don't have that problem. Because MJ could chef it up. Man, off the chin. MJ got plenty of sense. She know better than putting raisins in coleslaw. Come on now. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, can I call Naughty, please?
You got me. Turn your radio down, Sparky. Step away from the brown bottle. What you got?
Hello, Naughty.
Yeah, what's going on, Sparky?
Well, Naughty, I wonder sometimes. I know y'all has cut me, but I don't use no obscene language on your show and thing, but, you know, sometimes.
Well, you text plenty of obscene language, though.
This country, as of late, and all the, I mean, all the negative and all the corruption and you know, and like in every area, the social media, the political media, the you know, the government workers and the banks and everything. But let me talk about the gory stuff. We also got to look at some of these names around here. I would not like to be explicit, but we saw some gory stuff involving the murder. Looked like it was planned. You know what I'm saying, Marty?
That viral video, that video was viral over the weekend. It was gruesome. It was graphic. And furthermore, you know, no place for it.
Naughty, hello?
Go ahead, Sparky.
Naughty, what gets me is, to me, it looked like the young man had already been beaten or shot to death. But to come after that with a big piece, and that looked bigger than a 2x4, and voice him in his head and taking video of it while it's being done, to send it over social media. I mean, what is the worst of the worst, man? And then to try to hope that nobody finds him, and then send these texts all over the place from one person to the next. And when you see some of the names of the people involved in this, it makes you wonder, has God cursed Muhammad? What did we do? Because naughty people like you and I didn't come up this way. And look at the names of the people. Some of them got to be from the South, because that's how they kill people. I hang up and listen.
All right, Sparky. A lot of people got stuff to say. I mean, the video is graphic. I mean, obviously, if there's any truth to it, it's basically a confession. All the work is done. As far as investigators and detectives need be, I mean, if there's any ounce of truth to anything circulating there, because we know we got a lot of stuff floating around on social media, so I'd like to give it the benefit of the doubt, but that is the case. It's a nasty, violent, disgusting, heinous crime that we don't even need to see. And at the end of the day, regardless of the circumstances, that's someone's child. That's someone's son. That's someone's brother. You know? Someone's uncle, someone's neighbor, someone's friend. You don't need to see it like that. But boy, we love it. We love it, boy. First thing you get, somebody dead, send the video. Car accident or shooting, stab and send the video. It's ridiculous. Naughty, check out the bank profits. $30 million a quarter net, some of them making. They never need to add another fee ever, 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 ever. I bet you text them. But again, there's no place in it for society, but we gravitate to that. We gravitate to the bloodlust. And where are we in 2024? Where you got issues with people, you got people in society who are willing to bump them off that readily and easily and available? My God. Texas, if I repeat some of the things you are, Tax Boy, let me tell you. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, bro. What's going on?
Right here. Listen, I agree with Sparky, though. I thought the same thing when I heard one of those last names, man.
We all did, Carla. Come on, we all did. Let's keep it 100.
I mean, see, but, you know, and the same thing with Dawn Sanders. You know, we have to deal with this problem, whether it's because these people are not getting the citizenship or whatever it is.
You know, Sparky asked, you know, if God forsake the Bahamas. I don't think God forsake the Bahamas. Bahamians forsake Bahamas for a quick dime and a quick lunch.
I agree with that because, see, God gave each of us choice.
Right and wrong.
Choice to choose to do right. Man to do
and we've gone too long without calling wrong and giving where wrong is as a society.
You know, so good, you know. And so we need to deal with this situation. And the Minister of National Security, you can't find Jerry Rooker in town. The Prime Minister, he's not saying nothing. The Attorney General who said that they will bring stiffer penalties for the possession of firearms, illegal firearms, he hasn't moved a thing. Naughty, this country is going to hell in a handbasket. That is much as I know. And the other thing is, this contract with Pike, I heard a reporter say that the government is intending to sign. I've heard report that the government has signed. Which verb do we use? It is. Is signing. Has signed. Which one is
it? Well, if it's signed, it has been signed. Now it's in the past tense because it's been signed. Is means it's about to be signed or he's in the process of signing.
Right. So what is the status of this contract with Pike? Do we know that?
You got to find out. I mean, I see trucks all over the road.
And the other thing, when the minister, that same minister was on, why is it, how come only one poison bill could go down? Huh? Was she special? Was that individual special that everybody else's libel going up and her one going down? How is that possible, Naughty?
Listen, all I know is mine quadrupled. I can't check for who else gone up or gone down.
Yeah, but
I had to drink a cold iced tea when I got mine and I scared to open this one down.
That don't seem like unusual.
But, Carla, you know, we've heard of the alleged rumored list for years without fares. You know, you get on that special list, you ain't got to worry about your bill. But me and you got to worry about the bill. Stock up on your candles and your kerosene.
Well, that's true, Naughty. But, Naughty, we got to pray. I mean, I just pray every day for this country. We got to pray for our leaders to survive. Pray that we would be able to live peaceable lives because God knows it. A lot of us living in fear in this country, you know.
Big time.
Every day you get up, you expecting to hear somebody got killed last night. The police is investigating another homicide. And this can't go on. This can't go on, man. We need a change in this country. The minister, I mean, the COP has been asking his lousy minister to go to Parliament and to put stiffer penalties for individuals or for the possession of guns. And this minister...
Hey. You was doing so good right up until that point. Now you got to go pray for yourself because you drop one on national radio. But I get your point, though, caller. And obviously people, you know what I mean? Obviously people feel the same way on a broad cross-section of the 242 across the whole archipelago when it comes to power provision. Everybody got an issue. Rightfully so in a lot of cases. Caller, I see I'll get you in a second. Let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, these Bahamians complaining about banks and fees, but what's the alternative? Definitely not an ASU, because people in ASU is carry a whole ASU drawing. I with you on that, brother. Yeah, Texan, don't get caught in that. That ASU is a see you later. The amount of pipe trucks on the road, clearly the contract is signed, Naughty. Well, that's what I was getting at. If you're rolling like business as usual and trucks on the road, something got to be signed. I'm so lost. Why was the video shared between the perpetrators? What was the point of that? Was it required for payment or something? You'd have to read the text and come to your own conclusion. I'm not going to comment on it, but I think one way or another. But, you know, I come to my own deductions, too, because I'm a graduate of the first 48 on A&E with honors. 19 seasons now. Watch this, Naughty. With immediate effect, the PM announced that Bannister Guy should be terminated after leaked WhatsApp messages prime. But Johnson, former CID head, is still getting paid and has not been charged to date. What's wrong with our country? Wickedness in high places? ? Yeah, boy, I tell you. Good afternoon, Naughty. My friend, I had the opportunity to sit in a restaurant on Saturday. It was disgusting to see cars just pulling up in the disabled space at will. No decals were visible. And to make matters worse, children were also in some of the vehicles. What are we teaching our children? This is one lawless society. Well, next time you're sitting at that Wendy's location, where they let them park in a handicapped parking, take a picture. All right? Of the space. Front of the car, make sure there's no decals out there. Take a picture of the front. Picture the rear. Make sure I get them in a handicapped spot and get it to me, and I will take care of the rest. In some of your restaurants, you need to do better, because those spots are for your clients as well, too, your disabled patrons. Naughty, an alternative is putting your money in the ceilings. Unless you get termites, then your money can get you up. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's going on?
What's happening?
Hey, that's a crazy, crazy team song with you all, babe. Bob Marley, Grandson, boy. That's
like,
a crazy song.
You like that one, the YG Marley?
Song, boy. Yeah, Lauryn Hill and Ziggy Marley's son. Boy, that's
no,
crazy.
That ain't Ziggy's son. That's Rohan's son. That's Ziggy's nephew. Rohan, who used to play for the Hurricanes,
okay,
the football player, the linebacker.
Yeah, that's crazy, boy.
Yeah,
that's a crazy song, boy. Now, Naughty.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Bob Lucas Raisins in the grass. I mean, I eat it. I mean, I love raisins. I mean, them little box of raisins. I sit down and eat a whole box of them raisins.
Muff.
But I really, you know, raisins for iron. That's give you iron.
Right.
I have a problem when you put sugar in the coleslaw.
Yeah, I got a problem with that, too, but I believe you should let the raisins pass, because if you had one or two, you know, at the party, you don't care. You're just going to eat another plate to put the foundation down so you could drink some more.
I'll eat it. If I see it like that, I'll eat it, because I don't have a problem with the raisins.
Well, that's you.
I agree with you.
But I done called you crazy before, so it's all good. We already know that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I agree. Now, I agree with you in the video. No, they'd be freaking right out. Like, when that gas tank was getting recording, open up the window and say, hey, put my neighbor tank down. I have the fire on the phone to the police right now. They on their way, and I didn't got your license plate number. I said, they had to drop that tank and break off running. That best news. Yeah, they can't, the tank. Yeah. Now the woman asking around, but who really wants to hear? Man, open up the window and say, put my neighbor tank down. I see videos of guys, them fighting, killing themselves, and no one part in the fight. Everyone just recording. They rather record a murder than to try part the fight or something like that.
They weren't, listen. I seen people, God bless the dead, regardless of what they did in life, you know, dead in the road. And people standing up taking pictures right over them, not worrying, but not making sure they're getting video.
You the fella take you last breath. They take it, they video and recording that and thing.
Cold, callous, and heartless, and tell us one of their own that is affected, and then they got a problem with it.
Right. Now, let me end with this, Naughty. Naughty, when you have when you're going back to the 80s again, when you have your going back to the past, yeah, like how we do that last time when Roscoe didn't come
man.
In. And I got trees with you. I can leave these trees with you and I can hang up. You ever ate in Rua's Lawn?
How you mean? You know how many nights I was kapunkle up after Waterloo or some nightclub right. And end up in Rua's Lawn? My God, I had Rua's Lawn back okay. And all too.
Okay, Frank's Place.
Yes, man.
Marketing. And listen, I can leave this one with you. This is the last one I go on. You ever been to any of Sean Isaac's party in Marathon in the 80s by the host?
I will plead the fifth in fear of self-incrimination because I did sneak out plenty when I was young, and I cannot comment.
Yes, I've been to plenty of them bodies, and him and Greg.
You mean in Marathon around the corner from Stanley and Animal Lamb in Surrey Road, them kind of party?
Right.
All right, I can leave that alone.
I can call you back doing sports because I don't talk to Pearly with them.
Yeah, but them dead dolphins. Boy, you smell a rotten fish already after that preseason.
You know.
You all stink to high heaven. We can talk. Boy, I tell you. Muff, you eat raisin and coleslaw. Cause like I say, you're a libationist. You get there now and you had one or two cocktails. You know, the food is there. It's free. It's awesome. Let's eat it. Put down the foundation so we can drink some more. Naughty, this PRP government should just resign. Scandals and corruption over and over and over. This government is a complete failure. Naughty. I hate to be hard, but I think it's a bunch of foreign nationals that are killing out Bahamians. Plus, there was a government car used. The video is clearly a hate crime. Those perpetrators should be executed. If there's any reason or call for the death penalty in society today, a video like that should be. Well, you're all firing off today, boy. You're all letting it go. I like it. But at the end of the day, that's the problem. We've allowed wrong to be wrong for so long in this society. When people do hold people accountable, it's not the norm. It needs to be the norm, accountability and transparency, not the irregularity. Naughty, this country literally is an extension of Haiti. Look at that kind of killing. The Bahamas is finished. That's not the Bahamas we know. We got something going on, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's you know, a negative evil spirit that's over the land. I know we need to pray more. We need to get all hands on deck too. Can't be pointing the finger. Crime is all of our problems. Societal, the church. I mean, government, I mean, it is all angles and all layers to the onion and all components that can help create a positive change. We cannot continue to witness what we're witnessing over and over and over again. Yeah, I mean, if Texas, I mean, we've all seen it play out. If there's any ounce of truth to those texts and those videos, you know, We have a closed and shut case. Now, I see your point with some of the things saying it's not a hate crime. It's more of a conspiracy. Well, now, you know, it's going to end up before the courts. But yeah, everybody got their opinions. Some say conspiracy, some say hate crime. Obviously, we shouldn't have seen it play out in public on the video like that, though. No place for that. Let's get to the calls. Talking heads.
Hey, not hearing good.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Oh, you don't know hate crime, man. Oh, that's something else, mate. That's what I'm saying.
Well, if you go and connect the dots via everything that's out there, you know, it seems like people conspired to bump off that young man. That's what it looks like. Paula, you dropped, and I know you probably got more to say. Talking heads.
Hello.
Sparky, again, what's happening, man? What you got now?
Sorry, Nani called you back. It's just something that sort of disturbed me today. I can tell you this like it is. I ain't holding nothing back on my chair. I contacted the Right Honorable Fred Mitchell today. You know me, I prefer to be a PLP. So I contacted Fred Mitchell today. I say, I don't know what happened in chief, but it appears to me from all the negative things that have been going on around the community, since I last worked my butt off to get the PLP elected, it appears to me that the walls of the PLD is crumbling, and I don't know what's going on. I don't like what I see, but it appears that the walls around the PLP, like Jericho, is crumbling.
Your PLP Camelot is crumbling, Sparky?
Hold on, Naughty. Let me get the talk. I say it appears to me that my fighting tool as a warrior for the PLP has been taken away, and now I had nothing to fight with. You know what his answer was to me? What are your tools, and who took it away from you? I say, is yourself. Y'all are my tools, and y'all took yourself away from me. That's how he answered me. I think that was rather arrogant.
He answered you like a tool. Anyway, he believed that. I mean, that's what a lot of people in your party say. They reach out to try and say, hey, we need to do better, and they get that kind of response. I personally said, man, I've seen enough of the septuagenarian leaders, man. Thank you for your contributions, but we need some young lions to lead the charge now and get us to the next level. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, yeah, Naughty.
Yeah, you got disconnected, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah, like I was saying, them guys who did that, the psychopath and the guy who hired them, either a psychopath or a sociopath, but how he killed them. And that's what I'm saying. Like, yep.
And now somebody's child, you know. I'm sure some family member had to witness that because we are so insensitive as a society that we share it like water.
You understand? And for the things we have involved, I need to hear from my daughter, see? What he can say now. You understand what I'm saying? What you could defend now, what you could say now. That's all I got to say, Naughty.
All right, my brother. We listen out for his response. I'm sure he'll chime in. Naughty, that's definitely a hate crime. Text, I mean, it's a crime. It's a murder. Somebody was killed. People can say, now, if you want to say that it ended up being a hate crime and overkill, that's fine, but it seemed like a conspiracy to me from what was circulating. Naughty, that sounds like a murder for hire. More names will be called. Were all four person acquaintances, or were the two charged with the actual crime? No, from the information that's been circulating via social media and alleged, you know, WhatsApp conversations between the perpetrators, they all knew each other. Naughty telecaller, stop talking fool, but Bahamians don't kill like that. Remember the dude who chopped up his girlfriend when he caught her cheating? Remember Cordell Farrington and those little boys in Freeport when the taxi driver who got burned up in his trunk? Bahamians did that. All right. None of it's right, though. None of it's right. And we really shouldn't be bragging on who got the killing gene in them or neighbors to the south or Bahamians. None of us should be killing and getting murked and be killing each other. We should be way beyond where we're at in society right now. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Well, we talking about that last murder, but what about the murder? What happened in Bimini?
Yeah, in the broad daylight, the young man shot in the head multiple times, and they still haven't caught the perpetrator, correct?
No.
And allegedly, he's a Jamaican national, what I saw in the dailies.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't belong to him.
But tell me that he could abscond off that island that quickly?
Yeah, man, don't forget the USA close by him. See, we have a lot of foreigners here on Dane Street, and some of them believe they can come here and do anything and get away with it. You know, call to kill that young man who was driving and then pull away gone. You know, that's not right. You know, but Naughty.
Well, I'm still in a little bit of a quandary on an island like that, on like Bar Island. I mean, come on, you should be able to.
Don't forget now, Florida right nearby there. So, gone. He ain't gonna turn no self in. But what I'm trying to say, why we allow these immigrants to be here in the Bahamas? And a lot of them ain't straight. every day you open the paper, you see 10 and 6, 7 of them getting citizenship.
Yeah, you check some of the last names, it, definitely not Bahamian.
We are going to lose this country if we don't watch it. I don't see the trend.
Some people say we've lost it already. Some people say that our politicians have sold out, you know what I mean, in order to hedge their bets.
Yeah, need to correct that, man. That, you can't be giving these people, they ain't born, you know. Most of them ain't born, you know. You're giving them citizenship, giving them permanent residence or something, but not citizenship. I disagree with that one. The next thing we do talk about is BBL. See, you notice where the money, see where the money going into BBL. Who are getting? They bring them those fellas over here. And I see nothing coming. You see anything coming different from LNG? Bahamians want to see reduce on their bill. We want to update the election. Ain't nothing coming to say, well, you bring these guys here to change. The fellas coming here, they doing the Waco side. And apparently, we still got the oil generators running. You know, so I think if you're serious, let's order the LNG generators and let's go with that. They got these guys, all these guys, you know, and these guys own, what, 67%. But you notice the oil money ain't changed. The fellow collecting the fruits of charge still getting that.
And I've been telling you all bunker seek you never done around here, buddy.
No, I agree. I was telling them that long time. That could be
connect
going
the
on
dots,
and on.
That ain't going nowhere.
I wait to see. See, BPL outside generation ain't bad, you know. It's BPL. With the generators, what BPL get is what's causing all the problem. If you see where he's coming from.
Yeah.
They outside flying a while, because that's what I tell you, my use. It's not bad. The generator was generating corn and bringing in the oil, and this fella getting $28 million a month and all of that nonsense, and that ain't going to stop. Don't mind the name in the papers. It's still the same fella collecting the money.
Correct.
But anyhow, let's wait to see where we can get a new, where we can get LNG. I wait to see.
All right, man, let's get to the other calls. Good stuff, man. Talking Heads.
Hi, Anani.
Hey, what's happening?
Right here. Listen, I have a question, right? I want you to think about it. BPL, right? We've been having issues with BPL. They're saying that the Western generators aren't working, and, you know, some people saying that it is, and in any event, current going off all the time, and yada, yada, yada. So if you bring in people, with trucks, because that's all I see came in, people with trucks to work on the same system that you guys are saying our aged system. Tell me if you're working with the same machine, what type of new results you expect to get?
Good question. If you were using the old machines that burn in a certain way, you ain't getting no new results. You're still going to burn.
The Wattsilla aren't working. The building is collapsing around the generators and yada, 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 and all these other stuff. But they only bring in trucks and people. So I would like to let's think about it. What is the new result that Bahamians should expect to get from the same age system? Because if you was bringing in people to say, revitalize some of these load of money that you guys say you need, shouldn't they have come in with new machines, new generators, or whatever? But if you're working the same age system, then there was no purpose to bring in those persons.
Good points.
Think
now,
about it.
We got to look and see what they're going to do. You got to see if they're going to upgrade or if it's just going to be more of the same old, same old.
Same people working with the same wires on the road, working with the same generators. Just, they was bringing some pretty white trucks up.
With Pike on the side. It should say Spike, because the bell's spiking straight up out the roof. But
exactly.
Anyway.
So what is the new result that this government intends to see with FISA?
Good points, man. Good stuff. Always good to hear from you. Let's check the tax lines real quick. Naughty, I think that individual was only fired because of the WhatsApp message leaked to the public. And there was no way to cover it up. The information about the high-ranking government officials being questioned was out for over a week. Shaking my head, sucking my teeth. Yep, there you have it. We got to get to the break right about now. Flip side of the break, we got Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up, all brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. Then we'll get into the news. Flip side of the news, we'll be into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. Earl the Pearl will be in the building. And the NFL is right around the corner, and great news in Dallas. I told y'all it wasn't going to be a problem with Mr. CeeDee Lamb. 138 million later, 110 guaranteed. We don't have no contract problem. CD is in the locker room right now. We got all that to talk about coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, August 25th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org. /Caribbean.
Imagine getting full flavor without your wallet judging you. We're taking value to a newer, crunchier level with our new KFC snack box, packed with one piece of juicy fried chicken, crispy fries, and a buttery biscuit, all for just $5.35. Take a break and snack with the KFC snack box. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school footwear needs from toddlers to college students. Have your child looking smart in a pair of Skechers, Nikes, Hush Puppies, Sperry brand styles, and many more. John's collection of durable and sharp styles will have your child stepping with confidence all year round. Need socks and a belt? John's has got you. And don't forget our new Spray Ground or J-World backpack and lunch containers, too. You can find all this and more with the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road.
Splash into summer with CIBC Caribbean. Experience a summer wave like never before when you spend with your CIBC Caribbean Visa credit card. Lucky winners will receive prizes including a private boat charter, hotel day passes, staycations, dinners, and more. Each time you spend $200 or more, you'll automatically be entered for your chance to win. Apply today for your CIBC Caribbean Visa credit card. Terms and conditions apply. Visit www.cibcfcib.com/splashintosummerBAH. Promotion ends September 7th, 2024.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy Joe Cuban Willie with my numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Today is Monday, and I got the three balls, the tres pelotas for you. The 1, 3, 8, 1, 3, 8. That's your three balls for today. Play it and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Pond, Island Game. Keep you winning, Percy. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Pond, Island Game. We got you, Percy Fenton Pond. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Oh, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Minnis Live, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Gymnasium Form Center, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire.
We're back at ya. on the Monday, August 26th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Earl the Pearl is in the building. Pearlie's in the building. What's going on, Pearlie?
Hey, they're trying to stay out of trouble.
You're trying it.
Yeah.
You're trying on? Hardly trying.
Well, I didn't say it was trying hard. I said trying.
I hear you. Well, let's get what we got to knock out of the way right away. Today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And not too much on this day, August 26th. On this day in sports history, 1939, the first televised Major League Baseball games were shown. The event was a doubleheader between the Cincinnati Reds and the Brooklyn Dodgers. 1947, Don Bankhead became the first black pitcher in Major League Baseball. 1961, the International Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto opened. The project had been approved on September 11th, 1943. 1998, in East Bohemia, Buffalo Sabres goalie Dominic Hasek was fined $30 for speeding when he ran his Ferrari off the road and hit a tree. Sports quote of the day, my motto was always to keep swinging, whether I was in a slump or feeling badly or having trouble off the field. The only thing to do was keep swinging. And you see where that ended up, right? And he broke the record, so he kept swinging and he hit something for sure.
They told me that O. Henry chocolate bar was named after him.
I don't know about that.
That's my story, and I stick into it.
Now, Pearlie, how's your Dodgers look this weekend, man?
We took two out of three from Tampa Bay this weekend. Swept Seattle before that. I feel pretty good. Shouldn't have lost that game Saturday night, but that's a different story for a different day. Mookie gave me a two-run shot yesterday.
And Judge keep giving me shots every day the last couple of days.
Yeah, Judge is doing really well, you know.
All right, O. Henry.
We're going to try to help you guys out tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, when we get Baltimore coming to L.A. We try to give you guys a hand there, okay?
All right, do that for me, man. The O. Henry was first introduced in 1920 by the Williamson Candy Company of Chicago. Legend has it O. Henry was originally named after an electrician who frequented the Williamson Candy Company, flirting with the girls who made the candy. The name is also said to be a homage to American writer O. Henry.
Okay. I know as a kid I saw a commercial.
What candy bar was named after Hank Aaron? The O. Henry candy bar is made with peanuts, caramel, and chocolate and was introduced in 1920. It is mistakenly believed to be named after the famous baseball player Hank Aaron. O. Henry is actually named for a young man named Henry who regularly visited the Williamson candy store.
And that's probably because of the commercial. They had a commercial back in the day promoting the chocolate bar, showing him hitting home runs. So that's probably where I got that from.
There you go. But, you know, I know Reggie, you know, Jackson had a Reggie bar, and he got it because he hit three home runs off of Steve Howe in the World Series game against the Los Angeles Dodgers. You remember that candy bar?
I bring that up, right? No, I don't remember that.
Listen, our Dolphins bring up perfect season. Yankees bring up Reggie Jackson's three home runs against the Dodgers. That's how that work.
I got you. All right.
You
got
to tote that one. You can't run from that one. You know,
Touché.
Football argument go wrong, you drop the perfect season card because you can't. Hey.
Baseballs go wrong, you bring up the 1977 World Series. Right?
Not one, not two, but three for Reggie. That's what I'm talking about.
I know the hurtful part about it was it was Bob Welch, not Steve Howe.
Bob Welch, yeah, you're right. Bob Welch, not Steve Howe. That's right.
The thing about it is, he struck him out the game before that. And he said, don't worry, we'll meet again.
Boy, did they.
Boy. As much as I respect Reggie, that caused me to hate him. But you remember now, he hurt me in the 74 World Series when he was at Oakland.
Yep. Oakland A's too. That's correct.
Yep. Broke my heart, that one. And Sal Bando and Bert Campanella.
Who was the manager of that team? Gene Tennis, right?
Team Tennis, yes.
Yeah, they had some good players on that team, too.
Yep, they had a really good team.
That A's team had some good people on it, for sure.
We did get the Oakland A's back in, I think, the 88 World Series.
Yes, you did. Was that not the one with Craig Gibson's famous fist pump around the bases?
Yep, he didn't play anymore in that World Series. He only had that one at bat.
But he did what he had to do, man.
Yep.
Craig Gibson was a decent player, you know.
He was good. He was a pretty decent manager as well.
So let's check out the local sports scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King, NASA, and Pearlie. Burger King doing big things, man. They got the King Meal there for $5.50, all right? Choose your favorite. You can get the chicken Big King, all right? Or you can get the Big King Jr., and that all comes along with your sandwich, your six-piece nuggets, your fries, and your soft drink, all for $5.50 at your favorite Burger King Nassau location, waiting on you right now. Track and field, gold for Munnings. Bahamian wins second medal at World Masters Championship. Timothy Munnings is returning to the Bahamas, a world champion again. The World Outdoor Relay gold medalist from 2001 and Olympic bronze medalist from 2000 is now a World Masters champion. Munnings won that title in the men's 55 to 59 400 meters at the 25th World Masters Athletic Championships in Sweden, in Gothenburg, Sweden.
Isn't that awesome?
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Mingos pick up a historic win. This in soccer. University of Bahamas Mingos Joshua Johnson heads the ball against Millennia Atlantic University in Miramar, Florida. That's the photo in today's Guardian. But they got a historic 9-2 victory against the Millennial Atlantic University and played the Ave Maria University Gyrens to a scoreless draw in Naples. So there you go. Good stuff. Come back 1-0-1. Not bad for that road trip.
That's pretty good.
And my boy Jazz Chisholm off the DL, back in the lineup for the Yankees. Went 2-for-11 against the Rockies, but coming off the IR, that's to be expected, especially with the kind of injury that he had. Glad to see that it didn't linger, and he's, you know, back out there doing his thing, and Yankees still winning, so that's the important thing.
You know, normally when people like Mookie come back, they say the home run. When Muncy come back, they say the home run. But we understand 2-for-11.
Yeah, I know, but when you go to a new team and you hit 7 home runs in your first couple of games, I mean, that's to be talked about.
That's really awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
I don't know about Mookie doing that, going from L.A. to from Boston to L.A., I'm just saying.
No, he did pretty well.
Yeah, I don't know about all them home runs, you know, when he first arrived. But, I mean, that's a different story for another day.
He was impressing us with throwing fellas out who was trying to go from first to third on the base hit to right field.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, listen, now we got to get to it. Who's in and who's out? All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And I'm big up to Chef Carmen and the crew. You know, the Mackey location open until 6. R&D Plaza in the West open until 8. Prince Charles open until 8. And don't forget the Freeport location as well. So no reason not to get your Tropical Gyro on.
Let the record reflect I've been to every Tropical Gyros.
We've been to one Grand Bahama too? Okay.
No, I've not been to Grand Bahama yet.
All right. Who's in and who's out? Let me get it out to Bay once again. I told you also. Didn't I tell you? We're about 2 weeks to go before the season start. CeeDee Lamb would be signed, sealed, and delivered in the Dallas Cowboy. Well, he is, to the tune of $140 million. I think 110. Huh?
136, I'm seeing.
The numbers have been varied. Now, I've seen 140, but now I'm seeing 136 too. Ed Werder got 136, so I'll roll with it.
4-year contract with a $38
million signing $38 million guaranteed, and that's your signing bonus for $38 million guaranteed, 110 overall. So, yeah, I'm not mad at CD. CD's ready to go.
Well, that's good stuff. I'm happy. I'm glad that happened.
And that puts him right underneath Justin Jefferson. Jefferson making, I think, $35 million a year. CD gonna make 34.
Yeah, that's not bad.
You know? But when you look at his body of work, him and Jefferson are like neck and neck.
Yeah.
The stats don't lie. It's like mirror images. So I'm good. That helps us immensely. I think Dak is the next one, to tell you the truth, because he's starting to soften. I think he wants to stay in Dallas long term. And I think he's seeing what the market is going to be for teams needing a quarterback, and Vegas may not be the case. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got other issues. So that may be posturing to get something done. I think Micah is going to have to wait until next year. He's under contract, in all fairness. You could wait till next year, and then we could do what we need to do from there on out.
Okay.
Some people say, sign CD, sign Micah, let Dak walk, lose for a year, then be in position to draft a quarterback. But who's coming out? Wait a minute, Arch Manning could be coming out.
I don't know if Arch Manning is what they say he is yet. I got to see what he does.
Yeah, Pearly, I agree with you. I want to see it in game time, but I saw some things over the weekend where he got a cannon. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I heard that.
He looked like Eli, but throw like Peyton, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I heard that.
And Eli used to confuse you because Eli looked like he was on, you know, he had some issues, but Eli used to beat you. Go ask Tom Brady.
Is he? He's the son of Archie or the grandson of Archie?
He's the grandson of Archie.
Okay, all right.
That's Cooper Manning's son, the one who played wide receiver who got injured.
Yeah.
Okay. Naughty, do you think those dead Cowboys will finally win a championship, CeeDee Lamb? Will they finally win a ring, considering they haven't tasted a championship since 1996? Well, let me put it to you like this. I'll tell you why the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl this year, and it has nothing to do with CeeDee Lamb, although I think it's a great signing, and he's an integral part of the offense, like right up there next to Dak as far as importance and making it go. And with the lack of a running game or established running game, because we don't know what we have there, it's going to be important to move the football, and CeeDee Lamb going to help them move the football. But the reason why the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl, interesting enough, Texter, you brought up the year 1996. The year 1996 was the last year the Cowboys won a Super Bowl. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl, 27-17, if I'm not mistaken. Now, here's the deal. That was the also, that 1996 was also the last time a celebrity lost their ear in public. Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson, Mike bit it off in the middle of the ring in Vegas. You remember that, Pearly. Forward the tape to 2024. Donald Trump lost half an ear, three quarters of an ear, maybe a whole ear. Cowboys going to win the Super Bowl this year thanks to Donald Trump. That's why I pulled for the Trumpster.
The question to ask, Evander Holyfield's hair did not grow back. Donald Trump is, you know, like the doctor says, you never seen the hair grow back so quickly.
I don't care. There was a piece of it that fell. That's good enough for me. How about them Cowboys in the Super Bowl?
Did a piece really fall?
Hey, Pearly, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, all right? Don't mess up a good story with the facts and the truth like you always say, right?
Okay.
Touche. Naughty, tell that waffly... Oh, I like this one. Waffly... tell that waffly Dodger, just sit back and don't blink. The NL West breathing down those choking Dodgers' neck. Watch the Yankees do what they have to do and watch the Dodgers choke.
You know what I find very amazing about that? Y'all battling neck and neck with Baltimore. First, one day y'all in first place, the next day y'all in second place. And we've been in first place from day one. They're giving us some pressure. They're testing us, and they're testing us through a lot of injuries. We're getting healthy now.
All right.
We're getting healthy.
We got another one.
Yamamoto was pitching his first simulation game this week. He'll be back by probably next week.
Okay, Texter, I'm going to turn this one over to you. I'm going to let Pearly answer it for multiple reasons, and several of them selfish of my own, because I want to see him squirm when he answers this. Naughty, please help me with something. When was the last time the Dolphins won the Super Bowl? Pearly, can you help them?
You know, I have two words for that, Texter. No, three words. No, three, four words. Mind your own business.
But
it's been a while.
But when was it, Pearly? It's been a while. Was it the perfect season? You have a chance to mention the perfect season. Was it the perfect season?
No, I'm not going to mention the perfect season because I know that's what you want me to know. We have not won a World Series in a very long time, over 40 years.
A Super Bowl?
A Super Bowl, sorry. A Super Bowl. We're desperate for a Super Bowl. And this could be our year. You never know.
I don't know. The last time y'all were there was, what, in 84? And y'all lost to the 49ers?
I think it was 83 against me.
Oh, Lord. The last time y'all won a Super Bowl was 1974.
Yeah, I know.
It was, you beat the Vikings 24-7 in 74. 73, you beat the Commanders, which were the Redskins at the time, 14-7. In 72 was the perfect season, right? Or 71?
Yeah, 72.
Well, in 71, y'all got thumped by the Dallas Cowboys in the Super Bowl, too. Remember Lilly with the 29-yard sack on Greasy?
Can we move on to something else, Naughty?
Yeah, I'm just... But, you know, we like to entertain and inform our listeners and our Texas, so I wanted to bring them full circle.
The 50th anniversary of our last Super Bowl would be perfect, and that'd be a great story, right?
Yeah, I mean, 50th anniversary, y'all go perfect, and that might be good. That might be a good story, too, Burley.
Wouldn't that be a story? That would have shut a whole lot of people up. I'm sure Prime Minister Davis will give us a holiday that day.
Oh, God. All right, here we go. This one is for you, Pearly.
Lord knows he needs some good news.
Naughty, Pearly needs to accept that Caitlin Clark should be the Rookie of the Year and also the most valuable player of the WNBA. His crush, Angel Reese, is the Dennis Rodman of the WNBA with her rebounds. That does not make Angel the Rookie of the Year unless Dawn Staley, Cheryl Swoops, and other jealous WNBA persons block Caitlin from getting the Rookie Award. Asia Wilson is not the most valuable player in the WNBA this season. Caitlin should and must go and get both the Rookie of the Year and Most Valuable Player awards this year, but because of jealousy, she will not get either award.
If they do that, if they do that, I'm not saying that she. I think it's a tight race between her and not because I love Angel. You know, that's my girl. You know, I didn't like her getting blocked yesterday in that game, but anyway, different story for different day. I think it's a tight race between the two of them for Rookie of the Year. Yes, Caitlin is leading the league in assists, and Angel is leading the league in rebounds. Three straight 20 rebound games. No other player in the world has done that since Ben. But the guy who played for Detroit.
Pardon?
Who was the player that
Dennis Rodman? They're making the Rodman comparison.
No. Dennis Rodman was Ben somebody from Detroit.
Ben Wallace.
Ben Wallace is the last player in either the NBA or the WNBA to have three back-to-back games of 20 rebounds or more. What Angel has accomplished, 20 out of her 27 games, she had double-doubled.
Yeah, but, you know, interesting point. You know, these Caitlin Clark, these Clarkies, you know what I mean? Like bronsexuals. And I can find the right name.
Because the hue of her skin.
Now, all of a sudden, they want to make noise about Angel shooting, what, 8 for 14 and getting 20 rebounds? Asia Wilson shot 8 for 28 and got 18 rebounds.
Okay.
So it's give and take. You have some nights where you shoot bad. I don't see the texter. I'm texting in saying when Caitlin Clark had 4 points in the game and couldn't hit the broadside of a rim.
No, they ain't say nothing.
But yet they want to come back with this. Naughty tell Pearly, look what happened in the Olympics.
When you look at the NBA, Stewart is dying out. So the great white players in the NWNBA, yeah, I'm saying it, died out. So Caitlin is the Larry Bird, the hope of the NWNBA in terms of the color of the people's skin. Naughty, that ain't happening.
Naughty tell Pearly, look what happened in the Olympics. Caitlin Clark on the team, USA, and no one really talked about or cared about women's basketball in the Olympics. People are paying attention and watching Caitlin games and going to her games more than anyone else in the NBA. Yes, they are, because she has a hype machine behind her, like how LeBron did when he came out of Akron High School. And just let me finish.
Came out of Indiana State.
But let me finish. Unlike the Pigeon, she's more like LeBron, because Larry Bird would kill you. He would murk you and he would beat you.
Yeah.
Larry won more than he lost. Caitlin is like LeBron. Stats, hype, all the glitz and the glamour, but on the grandest stage, 0-2 in the NCAA finals, losing to Angel Reese one time and losing to Dawn Staley, South Carolina program with Cardoso the next time. Now let's see if she even makes the playoffs in the WNBA. And if she does, let's see how far she progresses. Great talent, great shooter, great scorer, great passer, but nothing that blows me away. I watched Cynthia Cooper do the damn thing in the WNBA from the break.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I watched some good players come down the pike. Maya Moore from the Connecticut program. Taurasi in her prime and she was young.
Chicago had one more scorer on their team, they'd probably be a player. They'd probably be in first or second place in that division.
Correct. But when that team blossoms and develops long term, they're going to be the better team with Reese and Cardoso than the Fever will be with Caitlin Clark.
Because if you take Caitlin off the Fever team, that's a pretty old team. If you look at the sky, that's a young team.
Ah, oh boy, look here. Boy, Big Mac, the chief fan, and Reese. Oh, God. Boy, he love up some Caitlin. So let's get this right, Naughty. So the Dolphins championship is almost aligned with the Independence Act. Tell Pearly to get it right, Naughty. Caitlin Clark is not a Larry Bird. She is in the level of Jordan and Kobe. Tell Pearly, put some respect on her name, please.
She
no,
don't have that black mama
she
mentality.
Don't have that mama mentality. Okay, so she ain't no killer like Kobe. She ain't no. Stick with the Larry Bird reference.
Angel has more of that in her coming out of Baltimore than Caitlin would ever coming out of Indiana.
Anyway. That's just, you know, it's football season.
Coming out of the Midwest, Indiana.
Still lots of WNBA to watch. Let's see who makes the playoffs. The top eight teams make it. It's getting near that time, and we'll see who does what, who qualifies, and who goes on. And who takes that team the furthest.
The thing about it is, the texter that said nobody was watching the women, U.S. women, yes, they made history. It was 8 in a row they won? Eight. Was it five or eight? No, it was eight. Eight gold medals, and the men won 5 in a row. people were watching them because they're making a big deal and they're making commercials about it. Every time you look, they're praising them for what they did.
And if
you've been watching WNBA games, you would see them talk about it every game.
Okay, don't forget, Naughty, Caitlin is proving herself in the WNBA so far. Caitlin brought her fans along from high school, then college, and now the WNBA. Let's see how Caitlin plays tonight. Listen, you know they used to call Larry Bird the Hick from French Lick, right? Little spot of dust on the map called French Lick, Indiana. Okay? And he brought all of them good old French Lick natives behind him to the NBA. Caitlin come from somewhere in Jerkwater, USA. I don't mean to be, you know, mean when I say that.
She's from Indiana, too, if I remember.
Little spot on the map. So they like to follow. They like to ride for their, you know, lack of a better word, their player.
If he had not gone to Boston, or the media hype that he had not...
Larry Bird would have gotten it anywhere. Wherever he went, he would have got the hype. He was that good.
All right. Just asking.
But did it help that Red Auerbach was in a position to draft him and push him right over the top? Well, you know, Red used to sleep in the graveyard with the number book and a cigar, you know? So, yeah. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll pick the combo back up. We'll not just talk basketball. We got some NFL to talk about. I like the signing CD Diamond Dallas. What else?
I like the cutting of Mike White in Miami.
They cut Mike White in Miami?
Yes.
Wow. And you like that?
He stunk up the joint. He did not look good at all. He was terrible.
All right, so Skylar Thompson is your backup now.
We could spend it on somebody else. Skylar Thompson didn't look much better, but he did have a lot at the last game. And like you call dress rehearsal, he did pretty decent.
All right, we'll pick all that up on the flip side of the break as the Monday, August 26th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenty Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenty Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenty Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenty Plan, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game, so put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
KFC Bucket Meals, now with larger, large sides. Make your wallet happier with a KFC Family Bucket featuring 8 pieces of juicy chicken, family fries, and 4 biscuits that feeds 4. A KFC Deluxe, 2 pieces of delicious chicken, 2 larger sides, and 4 biscuits that feeds 4 to 6. Or a KFC Party Bucket with 15 pieces of our chicken, 3 larger sides, and 6 biscuits that feeds 6. And we'll handle the dishes, plates and utensils included, so you can lick your fingers in peace. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school footwear needs from toddlers to college students. Have your child looking smart in a pair of Skechers, Nikes, Hush Puppies, Sperry brand styles, and many more. John's collection of durable and sharp styles will have your child stepping with confidence all year round. Need socks and a belt? John's has got you. And don't forget our new Spray Ground or J-Whirl backpack and lunch containers too. You can find all this and more with the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say it's the sun, and I say it's the world. But there in some people world, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. No, baby, tell me where you gone.
We're back at ya on the Monday, August 26th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy and your company, Naughty and your company, right up until 6 p.m. along with Earl the Pearl, Pearly in the building. And, you know, we got a couple of minutes before we get to the break, but we got a good Rich Eisen take home to actually Colin Cowherd take home today, Pearly, discussing a lot of things, you know, coming out of, you know, the postseason. I mean, the NFL preseason, post-NFL preseason. Should, you know, the Cowboys consider other QB options apart from Dak Prescott? Here was another one that kind of jumped out, that kind of stood out to me, too. Should the Pittsburgh Steelers trade T.J. Watt?
They did?
Should they?
Oh, no, no. Why not? Why? Abel, you know something? Pittsburgh is not going to have a really good team this year. There's the chance that they've
you,
been
you
not
think,
the
You
playoffs.
Think so? Pretty, Pretty, you think so?
This team this year may be the first team under Mike Tomlinson to not have a winning or a non-losing season.
Wow.
I just don't think they're going to be that good this year.
All right, we got the picks coming up, but let's get to the call real quick. Let's get to the phones real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, Pearly, what I'm trying to tell you, man, it don't make a difference between Skylar Thompson or Mike White, because two of them play 21 games. We get straight to the Super Bowl.
That's, see why I love you, Muff? See why I love you, Muff? This is why I love Muff, Naughty. This is why I love Muff.
Not even on PlayStation, Muff. Not even on PlayStation with the cheat codes.
Hey, Pearly, the only time our backup can come in is when we're up by New England.
All right, I got you two Dolphins. I got you two Dolphins on the phone. I got a text here right now that it says, Naughty, ask Pearly, but I'll ask Pearly and Muff, who do y'all have winning the NFC East? Looks like Aaron Rodgers and the Jets look like the hard contender for the AFC East over the Dolphins.
No, that's people, that's just because that's Aaron. They draft Aaron Rodgers. They don't even know what he got left in him right now for them to run on with that kind of foolishness.
Yeah, ain't nothing happening for Rodgers, man. First game, he ain't any back out. Same thing as last year. When that 49ers defense, when both of them finished him, finally re-injured that again. All right, I can hang up and wait for the pick.
Not a problem. Always good to hear from you, Muff. Here's another one. Naughty, I can't wait until Juju reaches the WNBA. You and me both, buddy. Jump in line. Join, grab a ticket and join the line. Then I want to see what Caitlin Clark crew have to say. Because I keep in my eye on 500 points and 200 assists. I bet you when Juju get in there, Juju break that record.
Probably so.
Especially the assist. I mean, come on. Anyway, I digress. We can leave that. All right, Pearly. Yeah. Let's get what we got to get in. And we'll get out. Three big games in the WNBA tonight. Playoff ramifications hanging in the balance. F Fever and Atlanta Dream. The Dream have showed me nothing lately. They've been playing stinky lately.
Yeah, the Fever take that one.
I like the Fever by two to take that one. New York Liberty and the Phoenix Mercury. The Liberty 6-point favorites on the road against Phoenix. Phoenix looked horrible the other night. The Liberty looked a little sluggish too. I think they bounced back. I'm going to play it safe though. I'm not going to lay the 6 points at home. I'm going to take the money line and the Liberty.
I'm going to take the points.
All right, the Seattle Storm at home, minus 10 over the Washington Mystics. I like the Storm to get it done against the Mystics, and I like them by 10, yeah.
I don't know if I like them by 10. I'll take them in the
Seattle
in the
plays monster line. At home.
They do, but I still like them in the money line.
Play it safe. Yeah. All right, so let's have a gander at Major League Baseball. Got a bunch of games in baseball tonight, so we got to make this as quick as we can. And a lot of playoffs and the ramifications in a lot of these, too. The Cubs on the road against the Pirates. Who's pitching for the Pirates?
I like the Pirates. Keller pitching for the Pirates.
All right, Skinner's and Keller looking good, you know, for the Pirates, you know.
Yeah, they're talking about shutting Skinner, that Skins down. They can't shut it down.
For what?
For the playoffs. If they don't make the playoffs, okay.
Houston Astros on the road against the Philadelphia Phillies. I like the Phillies at home in this one.
Wheeler pitching tonight. I like the Phillies tonight.
Royals on the road against the Guardians.
Boy, you know what? The Guardians at home.
Right? I like the Guardians at home.
March just looked good the last game. If I remember, I think he looked pretty good. Don't quote me on that.
Nationals at home against the Yankees. I like the Yankees on the road against the Nationals.
Boy, this is a toss-up, but I like the Yankees. Even though Cortez, especially the Yankees, they've got too much offense.
The Blue Jays against the Red Sox.
Well, the Blue Jays lost. The Blue Jays won the first game already for the date. I look for a doubleheader this week.
Wow. All right. Braves and the
I
Twins.
Said Barrios pitching for the Blue Jays today.
Braves and the Twins. I like the Twins at home in this one, you know.
Ober pitching for the Twins today. He's looked good. I like that.
Padres on the road against the Cardinals. I like the Padres. They're the dog in this one, but I like the Padres in this one.
No, I like Gibson pitching for the Cardinals tonight. I like the Cardinals.
White Sox on at home against the Tigers. I like the Tigers to get it done in this one.
Flip the coin on that one. I'll take the Tigers.
Marlins and the Rockies. I'll go with the Rockies since they're home and they're playing in the altitude.
They're home and they put up plenty of numbers at home. I'll take the Rockies.
Rays.
Even though they throw in, Feltner tonight, who won in 10, I still give them the chance tonight.
Rays and the Mariners. I'll take the Mariners at home.
We beat up on both teams. The former Dodger, Pepe out pitching today. I can pull for him.
All right. Well, we'll see.
And you know what? The Rays are going to be a really good team next year. They got some good arms.
And they got some draft picks. And they made some good trades.
They can challenge you next year for that division.
I think so. The Rays normally take a year or two to retool when they have a down season. They don't wait long. So
yeah,
I noticed that.
Talent. A really good eye.
They do have a good eye for talent. So
we beat up on them, but they beat us 9-8 on Saturday. And they really gave us a good push this weekend. They challenged the Dodgers this weekend. They got a good team. And they do that every night to everybody.
All right, let me check some updates right now.
You see?
CD got the $136 million deal. Cooper Flagg signs a shoe deal. And I got the NFL roster cuts tracker right here, right now. Who have the Dolphins cut? You got any running backs yet?
The one cut we made, Fortson, the tight end we got from Kansas City, I thought he would have made the team because he looked really good in OTAs. And minicamp, but he did not look good in the preseason.
Well, I'm looking right now, Pearly. So, this is the first wave of cuts. I don't see any names jumping off the list. Russell Gage, maybe one of the better-known names. He got cut in Baltimore. And he must have stunk it up because if Baltimore cuts you as a wide receiver, you had to have a horrible camp because they have no wide receivers. Yeah.
That was expected. He didn't look good. The Titans traded Malik Willis, the quarterback, to Green Bay. Why? I don't know. But
they need a good backup. Green Bay has no backup whatsoever in Green Bay. And I think Malik Willis is a perfect backup for the love kid in Green Bay. Similar skill set.
Okay.
I'm looking at a lot of no names. A lot of guys we wouldn't even know who are going to be on the field. Wow. Donovan Peoples-Jones, wide receiver, cut out of Detroit. That might be a free agent pickup some people look at. He was pretty decent.
Oh, one thing I heard coming up. I heard Juju Smith-Schuster may go back to Kansas City.
He signed with Kansas City this afternoon.
Oh, he did. Okay, all right. I know I heard that earlier.
So,
I know that the Dolphins got Chubb, and they got Wynn going to start the season in the PUP.
All right.
So they won't be able to play until week 5.
But the Vikings cut a lot of people. They wasn't playing.
No, the Vikings.
But when you're a team like the Vikings, you're gonna sign a lot of players to cut a lot of players. You're gonna look at a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Jets very keenly.
Some people made some early cuts. I think they cut Mike White. Maybe somebody could grab him up quickly.
Wow, the Eagles cut tight end CJ Uzoma, who had gone from Cincinnati and was playing well.
He didn't have a good preseason.
He's going to end up somewhere else on a squad. He'll end up somewhere else for sure. All right, Pearly. Our time has come. Time for us to run, man. We'll do it again tomorrow, man. But like I said, you got baseball in abundance tonight. You got 3 WNBA games. You got La Liga tomorrow. And then as you get closer, college football on the weekend. And next week this time, oh, God.
Counting down. Before we go. Georgia Tech pulled off a big upset in number 10 Florida State Saturday.
Yes, they did. They did.
Yeah, that was a huge. My cousin played for them back in the 80s, so he's glued. He couldn't stop calling me, making noise.
Oh, the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah.
The Ramblin' Wreck from Georgia Tech. There they go.
Yeah.
All right, Pearly.
Win for Georgia Tech.
Have a good one. Enjoy your sports Monday, man. We'll see it again right here on Talking Heads tomorrow. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it.
Better do right, and I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah,
gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is be on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch Janae's Uniform Center's buy four, get one free sale. Free monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy four school shirts, get one free. Buy two skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back-to-school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back-to-school special. Restrictions apply. Tell
them. The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Nassau, get ready for a night you simply won't want to miss. For the first time in over 40 years, experience an evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruiseport on Saturday, October 5th. Tickets are on sale now. Go to TicketBoxEvents.com or go to the Nassau Cruiseport box office located in the Junkanoo Museum. Joining Eddie on stage, Frank Tingham, an evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruiseport, Saturday, October 5th. Get your tickets now.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe break fool with Joe Girl.
Mother sick. And you know, John, you don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson Pen. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean, cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know. And nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info? And when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say the sun and a shine for all, but they in some people were.
I do want to start here with the Dallas Cowboys and the Dak Prescott situation, which remains unsolved. Unbelievable ineptitude on account of the Dallas Cowboys. And so we're talking about the Cowboys in the morning meeting. And out of the blue, someone hits me with a stat that I had never heard. And when you hear this, it's one of these like knock your socks off moments. Like, whoa, whoa, are you sitting down? Folks, the last time the Dallas Cowboys drafted a quarterback in the first round, 35 years ago, Troy Aikman first overall. 35 years. That is absolutely staggering. And in what is an offensive league by far, where a quarterback's the most valuable position, you know, the face of the franchise, the most important position in sports, the Dallas Cowboys have just, you know, not prioritized drafting quarterbacks in the first round. And we've got a list, unbelievable, of the quarterbacks that Dallas has drafted since Aikman. This is it. This is the list. Folks, at what point does the Dallas media start to hold Jerry Jones's feet to the fire? Bill Musgrave, the immortal Isaiah Stanback, who was converted to a wide receiver and caught a few passes. You see Dak Prescott in 2016. But even look, as Dak was having injuries and aging, look at that. You got the last quarterback the Cowboys drafted was Ben Gucci DiNucci. Great nickname. A seventh round, 2020. Okay? Jerry, this is it. This is all you've done at quarterback since Troy Aikman. And now, lo and behold, you're embroiled in an ugly mess with Dak Prescott, who wants $55, $60 million. Okay? Far be it from me to criticize someone who has, you know, won three Super Bowls in the Hall of Fame. But Jerry, what on earth are you doing? What kind of program building is this? Well, I just don't understand what we're doing. I need the fans to understand Dak's under contract. Yeah, good luck. Dak was a runner-up for MVP award last year. Cowboys have won 12 games each of the last 3 years, and here is Jerry and Dak squabbling. Now, the smart organizations, Jerry, take notes here, you know, they're always drafting quarterbacks. The Green Bay Packers had Brett Favre spend a first-round pick on Aaron Rodgers. Worked out pretty damn good. Packers also had Aaron Rodgers. They said, you know, let's go take a flyer on this guy, Jordan Love, in the first round. That also. So far, early returns are, nice job, Green Bay. Way to be forward-thinking. They had their squabble with Rodgers. They had their squabble with Favre. But they had a plan in place. Jerry doesn't have a plan. And look at the 49ers. 49ers go to the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo, lead the Chiefs in the fourth quarter. They blow the lead. They lose. And 14 months later, they draft Trey Lance. They trade up for Trey Lance. Even after getting Lance, they're not done. The Niners went and took Brock Purdy the following year after Trey Lance in the seventh round. They're constantly picking. Jerry, oh, we're good. We got Dak. He's really resting on his laurels. The dude is, he's a blind man walking around without a cane. That's how desperate Dak and the Cowboys are right now, watching their owner flail around. Listen, Jerry, I think you have no choice at this point but to walk away from Dak Prescott. And I know that's going to be a bitter pill to swallow. And we had Dave Hellman yesterday talking about how unprecedented this situation is in Dallas.
It's unprecedented for your franchise quarterback to not have a deal and also have the leverage to leave if he wants to. And I think that is what people need to remember. This is different because Dak Prescott has a no tag clause. He's got a no trade clause. The Cowboys can't keep him there if they don't sign him. So when this season gets going, I think we would all agree it's very rare to see a deal get done in season. So what? We're 2 weeks out from the start of the season, and if Dak doesn't have a deal, you can go ahead and assume he's going to hit free agency in March at the age of 31 with an All-Pro to his name, and I just think it's going to be a free agent market that we've rarely seen before.
I slightly disagree on this robust market that Dave and others have talked about, but that's a story for later this season. I just want to remind Cowboys that two things are true. Dak Prescott can be, I believe he is, a top 10 quarterback in the league, right? That's my belief. I think that's true. I also believe you cannot contend for a Super Bowl paying Dak Prescott north of $50, $55 million a year. That's not possible from a team building standpoint. So Jerry Jones really has himself in a bind here by not drafting quarterbacks. I mean, think about it. 35 years and you've drafted one quarterback in the first round. The only team with a longer drought, according to our staff, is the New Orleans Saints. Okay, is that the company you want to keep, Jerry? Like, come on, dude. You really botched this. Fix the mess. Now let's pivot to the Pittsburgh Steelers. They've got arguably the biggest preseason game this weekend, only because Russell Wilson is trying to win or save or hold on to the starting quarterback job with Justin Fields maybe sort of breathing down his neck. Here's where it gets interesting. So yesterday I kind of went in on the Steelers, got a little, maybe a little antsy and fired a couple salvos and my Pittsburgh friends were not happy. These are the kind of friends who you like. You walk in their house and there's a terrible towel prominently displayed. I know the kids like to use the word mid, but this is a mid-off at quarterback, folks. It is uninspiring. I don't want to say downright pathetic, because I still think Fields has some upside in the right spot. But it is not going well in Pittsburgh. And I want to tell Steelers fans a quick story about this small company you may have heard of called Intel. They were designing and manufacturing computer chips for personal computers dating back to the 70s. And they were utterly dominant. Intel ruled the personal computer space 70s, 80s, 90s. And then smartphones came about. And Intel, this smart company, I'm talking like on the Mount Rushmore of Silicon Valley. Intel said, I don't know about those smartphones. Let's stick with the personal computers. And you know how that worked out. I mean, practically every human on planet Earth has a cell phone at this point, except for my kids. That's about it. But they missed the window on pivoting to smartphones. And that was a huge screw up on the part of Intel. They even more recently missed the boat on AI. They're late to the game. I don't know if you saw the news, Intel laying off 15,000 workers. It's getting bleak over there. And how does this relate to the Pittsburgh Steelers? Well, for close to three decades, they have dominated thanks to defense. But the Pittsburgh Steelers, like Intel, missed the pivot to being an offensive league. And for reasons that still remain unexplained, the Pittsburgh Steelers, oldest defense in the NFL last season, most expensive defense in the NFL this season. Mike, what are we doing? Now, I know you're not in charge of the roster. That would be the GM, whose name I wrote down here, Omar Khan. I would like to give some free advice. You know, Colin and I kind of patented J&C Consulting. Jason and Colin. Jason, obviously, first. My idea. It was a free advice. Cowherd is, you know, not here, so I'll just fire this off. If you want to turn things around in Pittsburgh, and there is no end in sight the way this team is built, you have no quarterback for the future, neither quarterback signed beyond this year. Here's a radical idea. Sometimes you need to get radical. I think you got to put TJ Watt on the trading block. And after your heads are done exploding in Pittsburgh, look at TJ Watt just mauling. Is that Burrow? Yeah, he's just destroying quarterbacks. I mean, three-time defensive player of the year, 29 years old, going to turn 30 soon. I don't know. He's the most popular Steeler. He makes so many incredible plays. Look at that interception dropping into coverage. TJ Watt can do it all. He is tremendous. So why the hell would you trade him, Jay? You're trading our best defensive player? Because it's not a defensive league. I gave you guys the numbers yesterday. Every playoff game that they've been to and gotten smashed in the last 6 years, they're giving up 30, 40 points. So what's the point of being built around defense? Yeah, trading. Okay, fine. Trade Minka Fitzpatrick. Fine. But TJ Watt's going to get you 2 ones. Now, listen, I know TJ Watt is beloved. He's going to be probably, you're putting together a Pittsburgh Steelers all-time defensive unit. TJ Watt's got to be on there. Historically great player, game changer. And you trade him for 2 ones, even if it's to a team like Atlanta, right? The Falcons seem to be spending all the money on defense. Hey, you have Matthew Judon, Simmons, come on down. Hey, Atlanta, we're all in. I don't know. Who else is all in? Lions? Jets? Eagles? A lot of coaches out there desperate. A lot of teams appear close. The Lions are close to a Super Bowl. Are they a piece away? Now, listen, TJ Watt's going to be pricey. You're talking 2 number ones at the minimum. But guess what? Pittsburgh needs that desperately. They need the ammunition to go up and draft a quarterback. And much like Dallas, Pittsburgh ain't drafting in the top 10 a lot because they like to hold on to the whole, hey, we're never under 500. Well, you know, a lot of that's got you in the middle. You know what that means. Drafting in the 10 to 18 range, 12 to 20, 21, in that range. You're not getting any league quarterback that way. They landed Ben Roethlisberger at 11. But they're going to need to go higher to get a quarterback now, as it's an offensive league. And Pittsburgh, you missed the pivot to offense. So I know that's going to sound radical. Steelers fans are going to want nothing to do with it. But listen, far be it from me to try to organize your roster and get it, I don't know, up to speed in the modern era. Because, folks, I don't like what I'm seeing in Pittsburgh with this Justin Fields, Russell Wilson quarterback battle. Mike Tomlin praising. Did you hear that after last week? He opened the press conference. I was really happy with our punting. That's a real thing. That happened. That's how unhappy he is with his quarterback situation. And let me just remind you guys, you're a division with Joe Burrow's offensive-minded Bengals, Lamar Jackson's offensive-minded Ravens, and Kevin Stefanski's been the two-time coach of the year, I think, in the last 5 years. He's an offensive guy. So, Pittsburgh, you can get with the program and put J.J. Watt on the trade block, or you can continue to be mediocre and hang your hat on. We never finish under 500.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Uncle Colin. Subscribe here to get the latest from the herd, including exclusive behind-the-scenes videos and more, wherever you may be, however you may be watching. Thanks again for making it.